This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Jason's a question. I took lessons. Really, you don't get this stupid without taking lessons. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, welcome back. I like to refer to this, whether you like it or not, I like to refer to this as a session of sanity, an hour of sanity in your life that you actually don't have to protect your ears. You don't have to worry about who's saying what or who's going to say what. I got you covered. Because, you know, I don't believe you'd be listening unless you were into what we're saying. I mean, you were on board or you're trying to put notes to come against me at some point in time, which is fine. You know, whatever. It's great that we live in America.
You should make up a club name for that group, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, that would be great, right? Yeah. How about the I Hate Joe Messina page on Facebook? I think we should do that. Do you hate Joe Messina as much as I do page? I think that would be great. That's a good idea.
Already
exist. You know, they'd probably shut down my real page and keep that one up, wouldn't they? They'd probably. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855 Real Joe. If you have something to say, 855-732-5563. And I love this stuff. You know, I have pretty thick skin. Some of you have been paying attention for any length of time. You know that I just, you know what, I just don't care anymore. I don't care about hurting somebody's feelings. I don't care about saying the wrong thing. Because, you know what, you can always apologize. You try not to. Don't get me wrong. You don't go plowing through like a bull in a china shop. You try to make sure that you're being fair and honest with people and you're giving them everything they need. If you make a mistake, you go back and you say you're sorry. You clean it up. And you don't go back and apologize just because you hurt somebody's feelings. Forget that number. You go back and you apologize when you do something stupid, you make a mistake, and you can fix it because you should fix it if you can. But we, you know, I am tired of the looser, I don't even know how I want to say it, the soft-spined conservative fighters. Seriously. The, you know, and for some of you, you know, and I love this too because people got really mad about it, but Starbucks apparently is having a problem. Now, they were having a problem. Now, you've got people on the left that will always say the same thing. No, this is not real. It's not real. It's a fake news. It's really not happening. Well, bullpuckies, it is happening. Starbucks, CEO now says, hey, you know, maybe I got out in front of myself with the whole conservatives don't come here if you support Trump. Because apparently they've had five straight quarters of decreased sales. Now, some of them say, well, it hasn't hurt them at all. Well, you're right. Maybe it hasn't hurt them. Not yet. Give it time. Now, Schultz left his post as CEO and was replaced in April. Additionally, the coffee company wants to make things better for Trump supporters. Remember they had all these Trump, they were rugs, throw rug type of things. When you went in, it said Trump. So their little joke was that you were stepping on Trump. Right? Trump was under your feet when you went in. So Starbucks has announced huge expansion of their veteran hiring program. Remember, they swore to hire 10,000 refugees before they swore to hire vets. That's what really got them into trouble. And the Trump people came out to them big time against them. You know? And the funny thing about it, where do you think one of their most successful Starbucks, among the top 10, where do you think one of the most successful Starbucks in the country is? This guy must have threw up every time he looked at his sheet, you know, the income sheet every week. It was in the Trump Tower. So that means the Starbucks and the Trump Towers were bringing in money hand over fist. What do you do? Pull them all? Isn't that kind of hypocritical, though? Anybody who has anything to do with Trump, right? We don't want your business. Well, you're in a Trump Tower. Aren't you putting money in Trump's pocket? Should you have shut down all those stores? See, they're not real. It's fake outrage. It always has been. So, you know, they go through the numbers here, right? Let me see. During campaign rally, he said, if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you. So the next day, November 11, 2015, Starbucks stock opened at $62.55. It's been downhill ever since. Wednesday, March 22, 2017, the stock closed at $55.89. That's an 11% news dive. You know, for them, things have always been pretty much up and moving forward. Now, critics say that instead of focusing on coffee sales, Schultz used the public platform to push liberal ideology. You know, and again and again and again, people don't care about your politics. When they go in there, they want coffee. They just want coffee. So it's kind of like, you know, shut up and just give me my coffee. I go in there, I won't even order the way they want me to. Yeah, I'm a rebel. What can I tell you? I don't do that whole coffee, latte, macchiato, double shot, whatever. If I can't spell it, I'm not going to say it. I go in there, and I know it irritates them. Because I go, I just want a medium dark roast with room for coffee and creamy sugar. And they just look at you. So you want a No. I want a medium dark roast coffee with room for cream and sugar, period. Which is why, if I can do it, I go out of my way to go to a Dunkin' Donuts near me, because when I pull into that line, all I have to say is, I want a medium hot coffee with cream and sugar. And it is so easy. It doesn't require any brain cells on either one of our parts. So, you know, I don't know, maybe you guys, all right, I'm making fun of you, but I'm really not doing it on purpose. Do you really feel like important ordering coffee from a barista in a language you don't even understand? All you know is that's what the menu says and that's what you like? And then you order coffee with a double shot of something and cream and sprinkles? That's not coffee, that's a dessert. All right, I'm going to have some real coffee during the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Connery, Lord Jack. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what I'd love to do is, there's this thing going on now, censure Trump. I would like somebody who's for that. I don't think anybody has the guts to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want me to get behind you? I will. But you have to define exactly what you're censuring him for. And at the same time, if I bring in Dems, elected Democrats have done exactly the same thing, you have to be willing to push for their censuring, too. What do you think? I think that would work. It would work for me. That way we have true equality. Don't the Dems want equality? That would be true equality. Right? We punish people if one does something and you're against it, you think they should be punished, then no matter what party they belong to, the other one, we should do the same thing, right? So producer Tammy brought up a good point and grabbed the advertisement for Starbucks. And think about something. If all of a sudden they've beefed up, because, I mean, some of you still out there going, Messina, yeah, this Starbucks is doing fine. They're doing so fine that they actually started to advertise on Fox. That's how fine they're doing. You know that took somebody chewing their fingers down to a blood point, fingers down to the stumps at that point. And they've beefed up and they're hiring more veterans. So I love the commercial, though, because if it's the one I caught bits and pieces of, these kids are actually, for the first time, something that I've been complaining about for a while, are actually talking to vets. Take a listen.
What was the worst thing you saw?
Don't you get lonely?
Have you ever killed anybody?
What did you think when I asked you these questions?
I had never met anybody from the Navy. That's why I was, like, asking you all kinds of questions.
I honestly didn't even know what the Marines did.
Everybody's experience is unique.
You got musicians, you have cooks, you have admin people.
I just think people should be more open-minded.
Just get to know the person.
See, that's what?
Read the last part.
It's too late. It's gone. Did you read it?
Yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember what it said? You think I'm going to remember what it said?
I'll tell you.
You're going to embarrass me here on live radio for the 16 people?
Because over 10,000 here.
Over 10,000?
Veterans and military spouses.
Here, why don't you turn on your mic? Okay. You know how to do that, right?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Take it over. I'll be back in a minute.
It says over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired and counting. And then there's a website address. It says starbucks.com/veterans. So they're serious about this.
Well, they should be. And then we're going to hire refugees. Wasn't that nice of them? I mean, it's always good to put the refugees to work while the vets are sleeping in the street and can't get the medical care they need. That's just always wonderful.
Did you mention on their apron, right underneath their name, it says U.S. veteran?
Were you here?
No.
I didn't mention anything. I just said it was a Starbucks ad where our veterans were being asked questions by those young people. And, you know, the girl, what did she say? I didn't even know what the Marines did. They protect your sorry little butt. That's what they do.
It says AJ, U.S. Navy veteran, and it's got an American flag on the green apron, like emblem on the green apron. They're not messing around with this business. They want everybody walking in the store to realize that they are no joke. But I have to ask, do you think the refugees have a special one that says, I'm a refugee?
Refugee on it.
And maybe the flag where they came from?
That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
But, you know, I don't know.
No, I think it would be perfect. Refugee or here illegally. Or I got all kinds of titles we can come up with. Anyway. See, that's why I keep you around, because I don't have a clue. She's the smart one in the group. So post that up on Facebook, just as for giggles. Put the ad. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be great. You know, let them know that we're not anti-Starbucks if they're willing to be pro-American. Or I guess today they call it pro-nationalist, don't they?
We're nationalists.
Apparently. And we're nationalists, and because I believe in taking care of this country first. You know, it's like the arguments they have are so disingenuous. You can't help somebody eat if you can't feed yourself. You can't pay somebody's electric bill or even put money towards it if you can't keep your own electric bill on. So these boneheads that are running around thinking that we should be helping everybody else out before ourselves and saying that America first, we need to get solid first. We can't protect anybody, help anybody, reach out to anybody if we don't have the equipment to pull it off. So, you know, I figured out why liberals hate capitalism so much. Because they have to pay for their mistakes that way. See, under socialism, you don't really have to do anything. You'll get the education that they want you to have. They'll send you to school they want you to send. They'll put you in an apartment or a house with as many people as they want to. You could be gone in a heartbeat. Aren't those all wonderful? You know, I don't want to go sideways. So, the University of Missouri has paid a price for appeasing the left. I think this is wonderful. I'm sorry if you're an alum of the University of Missouri, then I feel bad for you. But, hey, you could have stopped this, too. Timothy Vaughn dutifully chaired the University of Missouri for a decade, sitting in the stands with his swag, two hot dogs and a Diet Coke. He estimated he attended between 60 and 85 athletic events every single year, football and basketball games and even tennis matches and gymnastic meets. But after the infamous protest of the fall of 2015, Missouri lost that particular diehard fan. He'd stopped going. See, but the left would call him a bigot or a racist or a homophobe because he wouldn't stand with them. Because they're so sure they're right. They're so sure they're right. And the garbage that they, you know, love Trump's hate. Well, you guys are such haters. It's pathetic. You're so hateful, you can't see past the hate to see how hateful you actually are. He said, I pledge from this day forward not to contribute to the Tiger Scholarship Fund, buy any tickets to the university, any athletic event, attend any event where they get money, even if it's free. He said, I'm going to give away all my MU clothing. He said, I'm removing all logos from anything that I have. I'm done with these people. Now, here's somebody who was willing to cut them some slack until they got out of line, until they got out of control. And he's not alone. Thousands of pages of emails that have been sent, and some people have looked through, said that the Missouri Freedom of Information Act, this is how they got them, show that many alumni and other supporters were disgusted with the administrator's feeble response to the disruptions, like this particular person who's writing about going to the events and now he's not going anymore. Now, many of the alumni, many of the kids that were going, students, sorry, not kids, adults, have decided to go somewhere else. Period. 2,000 of them. I'll have to count on my fingers and toes how much that adds up to and let you know when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I have that many. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 8855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. And you got to be involved. I don't care whether it's here. Well, I do care. I want you on this show. But whether it's here or, you know, another show, another thing that you're doing, pay attention. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. I mean, you got to get input. Figure out what you got going on, where you want to be involved. Find your passion so that when you're on dealing with your passion, when you're dealing with that, you know, I try to tell people all the time, when it comes to young people especially, help them find their passions. They're working with their hands, working strictly with their brains, or they like building stuff. Help them find their passion, and then get them into events, activities that will grow that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the University of Missouri and how they've alienated people that, you know, love the school, love the college, alumni, and others. This one person in particular said that he used to go to up to 85 to 100 games a year. Different sporting events, what have you. And then when all that craziness started happening in 2015 at the school, they kind of threw their hands up and started to give up. Now, over 2,000 have left the school. 2,000 less attendees this year than last year. And we did a little quick math. That brings them down to 33,000 students. A little quick math based on what their average tuition is. They're losing $30 million a year. And if you don't think that hurts, and you got another thing coming to you. Thousands and thousands of pages of emails that were grabbed through the Freedom of Information Act showed that the administrators, but workers there couldn't believe what administration was doing. They didn't understand where administration, why they were allowing all this to happen. Now the president, let me see. Oh, come on, stop it. I hate computers. Now when they got the thousands of emails, they were disgusted with the administrators' feeble response to these disruptions. Like Mr. Vaughn, which is the person writing the story, talked about the story. Many promised that they'd stop attending athletic events. Others vowed that they'd never send their children or grandchildren to the university. It now appears many of them have made good on their promises. Now, the commotion began in October of 2015, remember? When student activists said that racism lives on campus. Now, these same boneheads will leave this campus and go somewhere else when it closes down and cause the same problem there if administrators don't come against them hard and fast. Right, they actually asked for the president of the university to resign at the time, if you remember that. And he delivered a handwritten note to the group apologizing for his white privilege. See, they think if they make nice, everything's going to go away. That those people are going to be on their side. They're not. And then they wanted forced to be 10% of the faculty to be black. What if 10% of the faculty doesn't, or didn't, when they applied, didn't have as good a resume as a white person, an Asian, a Hispanic? Right? I mean, I don't want to eat up all the time doing this. I can go after incident over incident over incident that happened at the school. Right? And it's constant. And there's other schools. Virginia Tech is one of them. After it just invited Jason Riley, a communist, a columnist for the newspaper. So anyway, you know, this is where I'm very happy with capitalism. This is where I love. But see, the loons are going to scream that now that they're being hit, now that they're being attacked by the right, they need more tax dollars. They can't keep the school open without it. Think of all the people that won't be able to, you know, partake of that lousy, at this point, not always, the lousy education to be getting there. Because they're too busy, too worried, too taking too much time dealing with this garbage. Let's switch over to millennials for a little bit. Because they're the ones I love the most to have fun with. They're so lost sometimes, it's almost scary. You got to feel bad for them to a degree. Because it's what they were taught. They were coddled when they were brought up. They were told that they were wonderful. They were the best thing since sliced bread. They could do no wrong. And then they get out in the real world and find out not only are they not the best thing, but there's a whole bunch of more best things than them. And actually, yeah, they could do wrong. So it's a heck of an awakening, right? So, in a new video, Amy Horowitz hits the streets to find out what's rattling around the younger generation's collective mind. And what's on their hot button? What bothers them to no end? You know, they want to talk about topics like income equality or socialism, particularly the socialist utopia in Venezuela. Because, you know, we've been told how wonderful Venezuela is, right? At least they have been. Horowitz ended up finding what anyone paying attention to the Democratic presidential primary last year, they won't be surprised to learn that the generation which adores Democrat socialist Bernie Sanders hates income inequality. So much that they'd be glad to stand in the Venezuela-style food lines so everybody can have the same amount of food. Now, when Horowitz was doing this, she began with the same general questions of how important income equality is to you. Most of the young people said it's extremely important. Some said it was pretty important. Now, 100%, I think that it's really important and something that has to be taken care of. Now, it's really, one girl said 100% needs to be taken care of. One millennial guy in glasses, very wax poetic on the issue. Income inequality is definitely one of those issues from which everything else sort of stems off of. Other issues will, you know, perpetuate it when you want to talk about climate change. You know, that sort of thing. I mean, it's funny how smart these college kids perceive themselves to be. I like that. I'll put it that way. I do get a kick out of it. And tomorrow I'm actually going to have somebody on the show that grew up in the Ukraine And he's going to report on what's going on in Venezuela. As well we should. So, these kids, these young people, now they don't really even know what this means, but it's okay. But these young people actually believe they would be better off, it would be much more fair for everybody involved if everybody was willing to wait in a food line, if everybody was willing to wait and get the equal amount of food, if you would. Now, in a survey taken last October, by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, found that 45% of millennials would vote for an open socialist, and 21% said they would even vote for a communist. That's a majority of 53%. I'm sorry. And a majority of 53% said that capitalism works against them. They felt that capitalism was something they would never get ahead with. No, because under capitalism, you have to have a good idea, you have to work, you have to put out a good product. God forbid we want to do any of that. Remember, these are the same kids that were told that their bottoms didn't smell. Right? There was nothing they could do wrong. Everything they did, they were right. We didn't give them trophies. We told them everything was wonderful, that they were perfect. And then you wonder why they... well, I don't. But most people wonder why they think like this. 32% of the kids that were questioned thought that George W. Bush was responsible for the deaths of more people than Joseph Stalin. Well, only a quarter of them even knew that communism is responsible for the slaughtering of over 100 million people. Here's your education system at work for you. As for Venezuela, if you haven't been following the tragedy playing out there, then you've been brain dead. I don't know what else to say. But think about those people, those young people. They don't get this. They don't get this at all. They really don't understand how this works. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When we come back, I don't want to do that one. I want to do the Howard Dean one. Howard Dean says every single Republican is a racist, including the black ones. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I'm looking at the signs at the Trump rally. Mute white people kind of thing. It's just amazing. It's amazing how hateful this race thing has gotten. And the same people who say, you know, that thinking one color is better than the other, right, are the same ones that are exactly pushing that exact same thing. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you just said responding, being part of the show. Our buddy, our pal. Oh, I want to tell you guys about this. I got a new word for you. Anybody know what a breatharian is? Oh, Lord. I heard that. A breatharian. No, seriously. It's a real word. And it means someone who doesn't drink or smoke and very rarely eats. Obviously, as you can see, I am not a breatharian. Breatharianism is the belief that it is possible for a person to live without consuming food. Breatharians claim that food, in some cases, even water, are not necessary for survival. and that humans can be sustained solely by prana, the vital life force in Hinduism. In recent weeks, there are some people, this was a little discussion session, some people said that in recent weeks they hadn't been hungry at all. Weeks. We call that fasting in my world.
We're dying.
And they said that they all believed that this was the final stage before they could be subside on air alone. Now, in my day, we would put these people, we would get them help. You know what I mean? You'd have to get them help. But I just tell you, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. So anyway, please don't be a breatharian. I'd like to have you around for a long time. Hey, what's this guy's name? Howard Dean. Howard Dean says that all Republicans are racist. So my question to you, while I play this little clip, is if a black Democrat votes for a black Republican, is he a racist? I just ask him, because I'm told that black people can't be racist. Just ask some of the Dems. They'll tell you. So here's Howard Dean, a voice from the past.
I think Mitt Romney came out of that dinner looking pretty terrible, and I think the lesson is don't meet with Donald Trump if you don't want somewhere down the line you don't want to look pretty bad.
So anybody who meets with Donald Trump is going to look pretty bad somewhere down the line. But Howard, come on. I'm sure you have more wisdom for us in there.
This guy is a guy who has no moral character. But the interesting thing about this, Joy, is
Howard Dean saying that somebody else has no moral character.
I think this may be the moment for Trump last weekend. I think today, in the 2018 elections, if you vote for a Republican, you're supporting Donald Trump. This has now become a referendum. If you want to vote for a racist in the White House, then you better vote for Republicans. But if you want to vote for the Democrats and really have change, that's where I think America is.
Oh, we had that change once before. I don't know if you caught that, Howard. Didn't work out well for many of us. He said they're stuck on the same mantra. They have no clue as to the reality of what's going on, what the American people want. They still have no clue as to what the American people want. It's great. I hope they use the same mantra for 2 years. I really do. I think it would be wonderful. Let's see. We've got Shane from Tennessee on with us. Shane, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty well. I noticed that mainly we've been talking about what's going on as far as the Black Lives Matter type propaganda that's out there. And, it's very frustrating that the left is manipulating the truth.
Yeah. We're allowing them to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I actually uncovered on a Google search query the other day, the bloodandsoil.org website was disabled by WordPress, but the actual search query for Google, when you typed in American Vanguard, it actually revealed that they are an anti-capitalist group, but you won't hear that in the media.
No, you know as well as I do, we're not going to hear any of this in the media because they don't want to give us any, not one inch of credibility whatsoever, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And of course, they also ignore the fact that the Nazis were the National Socialists. They throw actual history out the window.
Well, no, because you remember that they've been taught over the years that the Nazis were nationalists, right? You're right. They leave out the socialist portion. So now what they're saying is that we're nationalists. Trump is a nationalist. You know what? I am a nationalist. If nationalist equates to being America first, Americans first, then yeah, I guess I'm a nationalist because I want our people taken care of first. How do we feed anybody else? How do we take care of anybody else? How do we help anybody else pay their electric bill when we can't take care of our own stuff first, right?
That's absolutely absolutely the case. I mean, yeah, we got to take care of our own folks first.
Yeah, we got to get on our feet first. Hey, Shane, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Yep. You know, we just keep forgetting that. We're so... I don't know how this came about. If one of you guys know how this came about, let me know. When did it become a bad thing to take care of yourself first? Not in a selfish manner, because that's not what we mean at all. But when did it become a bad thing to get your stuff in order? Right? Take care of you first. It's almost like if you think it's the right thing to do, you just do it. It really doesn't matter what happens around you. And if you really want to know, somebody sent me this earlier. This is great. Let me see. These are college courses that you are actually paying for your kids, nieces and nephews, because some of these are funded by taxpayer dollars, right? So, conservative Pete D'Ambrose compiled a list of 11 crazy and downright perplexing courses offered at varying universities across the country. And you have to look at this stuff and say, who said these are okay? Who has laid these out so that your dollars, you know, you have to pay dollars out of your pocket to attend these nut job courses? Now, these courses all feature neo-Marxist allusions to intersectionality. Has anybody ever figured out what that means? I mean, I don't care what the description is. Do we know what it means? How do you know? I'm not educated enough. They like to make you feel bad because you're not educated enough. Right? They want to rank and assort these groups as racial or ethnic or sexual. Just nuts. And these aren't coming just all over the place. I mean, you can find these at places like Harvard and Princeton and Stanford and other places like that. Let me see. One of the classes, Oberlin College. How to win a beauty pageant, race, gender, culture, and the U.S. national identity. This course examines U.S. beauty pageants from 1920 to present. Our aim will be to analyze pageantry as a unique site for the interplay of race, gender, class, sexuality, and nation. We will learn about cultural studies, methodology, including close reading, culture, close reading. What is that? Like you sit together in the same chair or something? Okay. Cultural history or critical discourse, analysis and ethnography. Yeah, see, when I get to the big words, I can't keep reading this. And the changing identity of the U.S. over time. The course includes a field visit to a pageant in Ohio, because that's very important. The Rhode Island School of Design. Transracial bodies, transracial selves. The technological advances in surgery, hormonal therapy, psychiatry, and cultural warfare, catching up to the transgender presence. The gendered body is not necessarily that which we were born with, but one we can craft. So now we're going to play God, and we're going to decide what our body's going to look like, what we are, how we are, and all this other stuff. You know, eventually, because you saw it with Michael Jackson, they're going to be able to play with your color. Because some of you got upset. That's too bad. Come on, look at Michael Jackson's 7-year-old picture. Look at him when he was 50. Either the aliens took him back and brought somebody else, or there was a little change there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll post this up after it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I so much appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.